Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 22 of Adventures and Mousecapades.
Hey, Alicia, how do you find a diamond in the rough?
You want me to answer that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you found me, so I guess it all worked out.
Yeah, that's true. Today, we are going to be talking about the Disney Genie service.
Yeah, and Genie Plus.
Disney Genie and Genie Plus, yes.
And specifically, this is going to be about Genie and Genie Plus at Disneyland.
Yes.
There are some differences between how it works at Disneyland and Disney World. We used Genie to a certain degree, Genie Plus a little bit more at Disneyland on our recent trip. We haven't used Genie Plus in Disney World yet because it didn't exist when we were there. We'll be there later this year in August, and so we'll do another follow-up with what Genie Plus and Genie is like in Disney World at that time.
Exactly.
So, Alicia, what is Disney Genie?
Disney Genie is a complimentary digital service using the Disneyland app. It has itinerary planning, personalized recommendations. Basically, you pick your preferences and Disney Genie will create and update itinerary specifically for you.
Got it.
And it has two parts to it. There's a tip board and a My Day tab.
Okay. What is the tip board?
The tip board, it has two sections. There's the experiences section and the dining section. So with experiences, it will show you show and attraction estimated wait times. You can purchase and select different arrival windows for Lightning Lane, and you can request to join an available virtual queue.
Okay.
If there are still virtual queues. I don't know if there are anymore.
I think they're going to come back as things launch.
That's true. Yeah. Yes. For the dining part, it's everything food and beverage.
Got it.
You can see when the next available reservation is, or you can add yourself to the mobile walk-up list for restaurants. You can also check into restaurants through this and place mobile orders.
And so what is My Day then?
Anything that you book from the tip board tab will be added to the My Day tab.
Okay.
The My Day tab is a combination of your booked plans and your personalized Genie recommendations.
Got it.
The tab will continually update throughout the day based on what you book, and it will do updated forecasted wait times as well.
Okay, so the tip board is kind of, hey, what do I want to go do next? Or what do I want to do at some point during the day? And My Day is stuff that I've already booked.
As well as recommendations. So it's confirmed plans and recommended plans.
Oh, I thought the recommendations were on the tip side.
No, the My Day is a combination of both of those. So
wow.
you got to be careful when you're looking at these because it throws everything together.
How very straightforward.
It is very complex. Oh. It's hard to keep track of everything.
Why did they do this?
I do not know. Note that recommendations will not appear until 7 a.m. on each park visit day. So if you've done anything ahead of time, if you've booked anything ahead of time, it will not show up until that specific day at 7 in the morning.
On the My Day side?
On the My Day side,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, got
yeah.
it.
You can also do a chat with a cast member on the Disney Genie service. We haven't used that, so I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I know you can just do like a quick little IM chat with a cast member if you have questions.
Huh. Okay. So we could ask them, like, why the heck do you create this app?
No, because they did not create the app.
Okay, fair point.
They're there to answer any pressing questions or issues that you may have.
Got it. So like ironing.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Pressing questions.
So there's this thing that's called Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different from Genie? Like, what is Genie Plus?
Genie Plus is basically the next evolution of the Disney Max Pass service.
Got it.
Which was pretty darn good in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed the Max Pass.
Yes, the Max Pass was good. We actually, if I remember correctly, were like, why don't they use this in Disney World?
Yeah, I remember thinking that exact thing. And I had great hope for Genie Plus was going to be Max Pass.
Yeah.
It is not.
No. Now, the way Genie Plus works it is it will allow you to select the next available arrival window one at a time for Lightning Lane entrances.
And so Lightning Lane effectively replaced Fast Pass lanes.
Yes.
It's just whenever, rebranding.
Yeah, whenever you go into a park, if you remember seeing the Fast Pass entrances, they all now say Lightning Lane.
Got it. Now, we always joke about fancy rides. Is that part of Genie Plus? Are fancy rides Genie what you get with Genie Plus, or are fancy rides different?
Fancy rides are different. You do not have to purchase Genie Plus to get on the fancy rides.
Okay.
You do have to purchase an additional Lightning Lane for the fancy rides.
Right.
But you don't have to go through Genie Plus to do that.
Right. So Genie Plus costs money per person for the day. I think it's $20 per person for that day.
Yeah. Genie Plus is $20 per ticket.
Right. And then I think it's technically like Lightning Lane individual selections or something like that. Those are the pay for rides that are additional cost per ride per person, but that's available to you whether you have Genie Plus or not.
Yes.
So if you wanted to go do like Rise of the Resistance and you did not have Genie Plus, you could still just pay for that individual Lightning Lane. Yeah.
There are currently three fancy rides in the Disneyland Park Resort area. In Disneyland, there's Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. I'm assuming once it is open, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will be the other one.
That sounds about right.
In California Adventure, it is Radiator Springs Racers and Web Slingers A Spider-Man Adventure.
And then on Lightning Lanes, so these are what you get access to with just the flat, like $20 a person per day. In Disneyland, you have Autopia, Big Thunder Mountain, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, Haunted Mansion, Indiana Jones TM Adventure, It's a Small World, all in lowercase, Matterhorn Bobsleds, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Roger Rabbit's Toon Car Spin, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Star Tours. So note, there are a bunch of rides that are not on that list.
Yes.
This is one of the bigger differences offhand between Disneyland and Disney World. In Disney World, pretty much everything. It's not everything, but most rides have a Lightning Lane or what used to be a Fast Pass. In Disneyland, it's a smaller percentage of rides. Like Peter Pan's not on here, stuff like that.
In California Adventure, for Lightning Lane options, you have Goofy's Sky School, Grizzly River Run, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, Incredicoaster, Monsters, Inc., Soarin', and Toy Story Midway Mania. We should note, if you do purchase Genie Plus, you can only utilize Lightning Lane for an attraction one time.
In that day.
So if you want to go on Incredicoaster twice, you can use Lightning Lane once, but then the next time you have to do standby.
This is another big break from what Max Pass was, which was effectively you could hold two Fast Passes at any time. And once you use one, once you check in for one ride, you could use that open slot to book your next ride. And so you could leapfrog your bookings. And it was like if you wanted to keep riding one ride, like you could do that. Mm-hmm. There was no restriction that prevented you from like this one ride a day.
Other than if they ran out of Fast Passes.
Right.
So with Genie Plus, you get the option to do Lightning Lanes for the regular Lightning Lane attractions. You also get a photo pass for the day. So you can do the photo pass photography the magic shots, right, whatever they have available, which is nice.
Yeah.
You also get audio experiences, which we did not try any of those, but that's something that's available as well. For Lightning Lane selection, the selection window, you can only get one at a time.
Right.
The next time you can get a Lightning Lane selection is either 2 hours after you select the first one, or once your current arrival window has started or been redeemed.
Right. So if you book, if it's, you know, if it's 10 a.m. and you book something for 2 p.m., you're stuck. You cannot use the Lightning Lane, Genie Plus service to book anything until noon.
Yep.
You have that 2 hour cool down period. Again, not a fan.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the cost for the Genie Plus service, which is kind of the base service. That's $20 a person.
A day.
The fancy rides are, they're kind of like surge pricing. So it's more expensive during spring break and the holidays, like when we were there. It's anywhere, and it depends on the ride. So it's anywhere between $7 and $20 per person per ride.
Yep. We did fancy rides twice. We did one for, three times, didn't we? Oh my goodness. We did Web Slingers, Rise of the Resistance, and Radiator Springs Racers.
Yes.
And it was pretty much top for each one.
Yes.
We spent a pretty penny getting on those rides.
Yeah, we did.
I am not a fan of this at all.
No, I don't... Yeah, we've entered the opinion port of of this. The facts are over.
Yeah. I realize there's a reason they're doing this, and it's for profit.
It's a money grab.
It's a money grab. And I hate that they have to do this, because there are so many people that are there, that this is their one and only time that they are able to go to Disney. And they're just not able to, I guess, partake in these rides.
Yeah. And it's made all the other lines longer.
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse. Now, this was our experience in Florida, but we went before Genie Plus was available. And so there were no fast pass lanes available. It was standby for everything. And it just flowed. The lines just, you knew a rough example of what the wait time was going to be. And if, as long as the line didn't break down, that was roughly what the wait time was.
We do have to put a heavy caveat on there. It was smack in the middle of the pandemic type thing. There was the capacity, the park capacity was extremely low.
Yeah, no, I get it. But the wait time was the wait time. Like, you didn't have this ability for a bunch of people to pay some money to cut in line.
Oh, that's the other thing we haven't really talked about. With the Lightning Lane, for the ride, you've got the standby ride line and then the Lightning Lane line.
Right.
And I don't know how they balance between the two, but they've got to get the Lightning Lane people through at a faster pace than the standby.
For the most part, other than when a ride was coming back up from being broken, I would say the Lightning Lane waits were 20 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple exceptions, Rise of the Resistance, where it took longer. But at the expense of your standby times are in the 1 to 2 hour range.
Yep.
We were
in Disneyland during an extremely busy time.
Yes.
I don't know if it's like this all. Well, no, it's not going to be like this all the time, because again, we were there during a very busy time. It'd be interesting to see what it is like when it's maybe three quarters of what it was when we were there, or half. Would you even need to use Genie Plus?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think, you know, you're going to be down there I think when this goes out, you're going to be down there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I, you know, that's during Star Wars Celebration. It's going to be slammed.
Yeah, the parks are sold out on the day that I'm down
there. Yeah, so that's not going to be a good analog.
No, and I was planning on trying Disney Plus while I'm down there. Disney executives...
Genie Plus.
Totally different. Disney executives have said that you can expect to do 2 to 3 rides using Genie Plus, which is ridiculous to me. I think that is way too small of a number.
Yeah.
If you're paying for this service.
Yeah. I don't know. I realize the old FastPass system had the same, we'll call it a quality issue, or MaxPass, at least in mm-hmm. Disneyland, where you're still providing a method for people to effectively cut in line ahead of standby. The level of complexity that this has forced people into and trying to manage this, your queues and your selections and all the rest of this stuff in the app, like, it is a significant tax that to me really just pulls you out of like just enjoying a day in the park. Like, it's not relaxing. Like, it's never relaxing. You're at Disneyland or Disney World. Like, you're trying to go do a bunch of stuff and blah, 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 blah. But like, you just have to have a master's degree in logistics and advanced planning to figure all this stuff out. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all.
It's not very user-friendly just using the app. I know when we purchased Genie Plus, it was a bit of a kerfuffle just trying to purchase the darn thing.
I couldn't even find the where to purchase it. It was insane. Like, here's all these ads. Oh, you should go think about going getting Genie Plus. And I'm like, okay, I want to give you my money. And it took me 5 minutes to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Disney has become a lot more, you have to rely on your telephone.
Yeah.
On the app a lot more than you used to have to. And I know that is a complaint for a lot of people. Like, I don't want to have to use my phone so much.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is where this is going. I never had an issue with that because I like to use the Disney Parks, the Parks Play app.
Yeah.
Like, especially when we're in Star Wars Land, I love using that.
Now, we also have a subscription and use the Touring Plans app.
Yes.
And so we get wait time models and mm-hmm. all sorts of stuff that we've used to help plan our day.
Yeah.
In the past. And so
this was before we started using this, before Disney had wait times on their app.
Right.
They have it now, but I do find Touring Plans to be a better estimate.
Right. I think where I'm going though is it's not that I'm adverse to having to use your phone. I just think the implementations of all this stuff in Disney's apps are horrible.
Yeah.
It's just not intuitive or user-friendly. And that just adds a level of stress that is unwelcome, at least for me.
Yeah. Now, we have been, I'm talking Disney World here. I'm sure we did it in Disneyland too, but I know we have been to Disney World at a very busy time, used FastPass, mm-hmm. and got like 6 or 7 FastPasses for the day.
100%, yes.
Yeah, and I was hoping that Genie Plus would be somewhat similar to that.
Yeah, no.
It is not. No. It's unfortunate.
We had to work really hard, and I think we probably maxed out at 4 or 5.
Yeah. And now, it wasn't always ones that we really wanted to go on either.
Right.
I mean, we were trying to find one, like Goofy Sky School is one of the ones. We're like, this is really the only thing we can do. We wouldn't have gone on that normally.
No.
When we did it.
Yeah. I think, it's just, I don't know. I think if they could make the technology just more intuitive, more reliable, it would be a lot better. But the way it is right now, it's just an incredible pain in the rear end. And it just, because of that, it makes it feel like the incredible money grab that it is.
Yeah. And the fact that it's per person per day. It's okay if you're one or two people, but we're a family of four.
Yeah.
And there's families out there that have a lot more kids than we do.
Yeah.
If they're wanting to do Genie Plus on top of the extremely high ticket prices.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, we just bought a 1 day park hopper ticket.
Oh my gosh.
For Disney World. And it was $200.
It's $200. It's $199.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to exaggerate.
No, it is like the top tier just because of when it is in August.
Sure. Does that include Genie Plus now?
No.
It's anyhow, as you can tell, dear reader, I'm not a fan. I'm not like, I understand the reasoning behind it. I think there are ways to make this work. Mm-hmm. My humble opinion is that the pay for experience that we had in Disneyland with the Max Pass, which was still $15 per person mm-hmm. per day, but that felt like you were getting your money's worth. You still had to reserve stuff through your phone, but it worked. It wasn't overly complicated. It felt like a way better system and a way better setup. Yeah, the way they have this stuff set up right now is not working for me.
Yep. Your mileage may vary.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, we say, you know, Disney's like you can get like two or three rides. We probably could get, you know, four or five, maybe six. You know, we've seen, you know, if you look at watch Molly on All Ears on YouTube, you know, and she can, now this is in Florida, but yeah. She can go hit like every, and I think she did in California too. Mm-hmm. Like she went and hit every single Fast Pass ride or sorry, Lightning Lane in a day and successfully like hit every single attraction that we just listed out.
It's going to depend on how busy the park is for sure.
Right.
And you getting off your duff and doing it right at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Right when the park opens. I think
it's when your park opens in California.
And you can, for Genie, you can purchase Genie Plus ahead of time with your ticket package, or you can do it day of once you have gone into the park.
Right. And if you do it in advance, you can only buy it for every single day that you're there. If you only want it for 1 day, you have to do it after the fact, and then you have to buy it day of.
Yep.
Hey, future Nathan here. I just wanted to share that Alicia and I recorded this a few weeks ago, and as I'm sitting here getting ready to post this podcast episode, I realized that what we just said is now factually inaccurate. After we recorded this episode, and at this point about a week and a half ago, Disney announced that Genie Plus will no longer be offered as a pre-arrival ticket add-on at Disney World, and I'm about 98% sure the same is for Disneyland. Basically, you have to do Genie Plus the day of, and you can order that starting at 7 a.m., and so that is a change. You can only buy Genie Plus the day that you want to use it for you and your party. And now, back to our conclusion. just...
I know Disney is always evolving and always changing things. I wonder how long Genie and Genie Plus will stay around.
I don't know. I keep hoping there's a, you know, light at the end of the tunnel for the park pass reservation system, and they keep coming out and saying like how it's amazing and doing really well and what they want to do. And I don't have any faith under the current management leadership right now that they're going to listen to the customer experience.
There's currently a lawsuit that has moved forward for the Magic Key holders regarding the park pass reservation system.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
We shall see. Yep.
Anyhow, this is a negative episode.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a bump in the road. I remain hopeful that this is not a permanent, that the current implementation mm-hmm. is not permanent, and that there will be adjustments to make this move better and work better.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to the $20 a day per person thing. Like, I wasn't opposed to MaxPass.
Yeah.
We are privileged enough to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of crap you have to deal with after you pay that to make this work and the limitations they have on it is just insane.
Mm.
I think if they got rid of that 2-hour thing, I'd be much happier.
But give you a limit to how many you can do, maybe? There has to be some limitation on it, because they only give you a finite, there's only a finite number of reservations for a ride that a ride can take, basically.
Yeah.
So I know there has to be some sort of limit so they can make sure it doesn't sell out, or it isn't.
Well, they still sell out.
Yeah. Or that it isn't
monopolized
or yeah.
Yeah. I don't, smarter people than I, who have less emotion about it, I'm hopeful that they can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I am less hopeful about the current upper management being willing to do that.
So.
And I will just leave that statement there.
Even though we don't really like the Genie Plus thing, we're still using it. I'm going to try it again for my one day that I'm down there. But I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know if I'm going to do a lot of rides. I may just be down there just to experience.
Well, if you're just going to do that, I'd say don't do Genie Plus. Well, that's something to think
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are going to try it when we're down in Disney World in August.
Yes, absolutely.
We are there for 3 days with Sterling and one day with Caitlin.
Yeah.
Or 3 days total.
Yeah. 3 days total.
Yeah. 3 days total. Two with Sterling and then
one with Caitlin.
Caitlin and Sterling.
Yep. So we'll, more to come on this topic. Yeah.
And that's going to be busy time as well, because it's middle of August.
Yeah. Yeah. So we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, on that positive bombshell, just a reminder, we're not travel agents. And while we can offer our opinions and suggestions, we recommend working with a travel agent to plan your perfect vacation.
If you have questions or suggestions, please send us an email at podcast@adventuresandmousecapades.com. You can follow us on socials at Our Mousecapades. Please rate and review in your podcast app so you can help people find us. Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.